Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
British and Irish politicians have been meeting in Cavan today at the British-Irish Parliamentary Assembly. It's been discussing trade between the two countries, but has been overshadowed by the election in London of Rishi Sunak as Prime Minister in waiting and by the imminent calling of fresh elections in Northern Ireland. Fergal Keane is in Cavan. He joins us now. And we might start, Fergal, with the reaction to Rishi Sunak there.
Yeah, really a general welcome and a feeling that if nothing else, it's an end to uncertainty in London. But there's also consensus here that you mentioned the elections in Northern Ireland, that they will almost certainly be called at the end of this week, because we've been told by the experts here that avoiding elections in Northern Ireland would mean that new primary legislation would have to go through Parliament in London in the next week. And given the events of today and of the last few weeks, that's just about impossible. Now, the DUP were represented by just one MLA here today. They have been criticised here because of their stance in relation to the protocol and the assembly in Northern Ireland, and none more so by Northern Ireland Minister Steve Baker. You remember that he apologised to Ireland recently for the deterioration of relations between here and the UK in recent years over Brexit, and he is an ardent Brexiteer himself. But I spoke to him earlier this afternoon, he's been speaking here this morning, and asked him for his reaction to Rishi Sunak on being elected leader of the Conservative Party and PM in waiting.
I'm very pleased that Rishi is successful. I backed him, and I think he's the right person to go ahead and deliver stable and successful professional government. So this is a good day for the UK.
Do you expect to be still in this position by the end of the week?
I think expect is too strong a word. I hope that both myself and Chris Heaton-Harris will continue in our roles. We enjoy working together tremendously. I think we believe we're a good team, and I think we're making a difference. So I hope the new Prime Minister will choose to leave us where we are.
It seems inevitable that we are going to have elections called in Northern Ireland.
In Northern Ireland, yes. It does seem inevitable in Northern Ireland, and that is because the executive is not going to be reformed by the DUP. Who are determined to stay out, and that is most unfortunate. I've given them the strongest possible signal today that they're both
that
they should, as I said, choke down their objections and they should reform the executive or it's an election. But it's highly undesirable. It's time and money which would be better spent governing Northern Ireland well.
As regards the protocol, do you expect the Liz Truss bill to go ahead?
I do, because Rishi and I have spoken several times in the past couple of days, and then Simon Hoare and I, opposite ends of the Brexit spectrum of opinion, he and I wrote an article together saying that the bill should go ahead. So, you know, we've united behind Rishi Sunak, saying that the government's current position should move forward. But just for your listeners, all of us want to get to a negotiated settlement. We don't really want to talk about the bill. We want to talk about how we're going to get a negotiated settlement that meets everyone's legitimate interests, because goodness knows we've got enough problems.
So you hope we can progress without that legislation?
I very much hope that we will progress in a negotiation, which will mean that the legislation's just OTOs, not needed.
How is that progression going to look then, do you think?
Well, I think it's too hard to get ahead of ourselves just now. I've put some effort into trying to change the negotiating dynamic and the relationship. That seems to be working.
You have. Did you do a U-turn on that as regards your relationship with Ireland?
No, I don't think so. I think when you look back to how we needed to leave the European Union, people did not expect us to win as the Leave campaign. That was a tremendous shock for everybody. A great many parliamentarians just didn't accept the result. That created absolute constitutional chaos within the UK. And I would ask people to look at what I and others did in that context. You know, we'd won a democratic vote. We'd won it lawfully. And Parliament wasn't willing to let us see it through. Can you imagine what would happen if that was in another context? So I'm very proud that actually we did peacefully see through the result of the referendum and leave. But I regret that, you know, there were some side effects which were unhelpful. One of those side effects was damage to the relationship with Ireland. Mm-hmm. And I think people can see I'm now bending over backwards to improve it.
Do you think Rishi Sunak would make a difference to that relationship?
I think so. Rishi will make a difference. Yes, there's no getting away from it. Boris's particular style has rubbed up European leaders the wrong way sometimes. Rishi's a very, very polished and professional performer. But no one should forget that Rishi came out early for Leave. David Cameron was taken by surprise when Rishi turned out to be a Leave voter. And, you know, Rishi is somebody who is international in his outlook, but is, you know, a free trading market liberal like me. So, you know, I'm actually hoping that we'll get great things from Rishi.
And that's Steve Baker there. He said that he expected that the Liz Truss bill on the protocol would go before Parliament. But he seems to be saying, Fergal, that he really does hope a deal will be struck without it.
That's what I took from that as well. He seemed to repeat that a couple of times. But Rishi Sunak did say that he was going to proceed with the bill in Parliament. But there is a hope in Ireland and in some parts of the UK that he won't be as hardline over the protocol as Liz Truss seemed to have been. Now, in that light, I've been speaking as well to former Northern Ireland Secretary and Tory MP Karen Bradley. I asked her about that bill, but first got her reaction to the election of Rishi Sunak.
Yeah, well, he's now leader of the Conservative Party and he'll be going to the palace sometime soon and be made Prime Minister. I'm thrilled that we've got some certainty now, and let's get behind the leader. Let's get some unity in the party. Let's get rid of all the squabbles and let's deliver for the British people.
You're glad it didn't go to an election. You famously didn't declare.
Well, look, I wanted to see the candidates come together and show unity. I wanted to see them come forward with a proposal for a cabinet that demonstrated all the talents we have across the party. I think that would have been a great way to demonstrate to our members and to the wider public that actually this is a united party. That didn't happen, but we've not got a contest. What we've got instead is only one candidate who crossed the threshold and has been nominated, and therefore we've got to get behind that candidate.
So that's an end to uncertainty?
Well, it has to be, because we've just having sessions here at the British Irish Parliamentary Assembly about trade. Now, trade is what pays people's bills. It's trade that pays the rent. It's trade that means that people have jobs and they can afford their mortgages and they can afford to heat their homes. We're not going to be able to help people unless we can give them that certainty, because trade, business, demand certainty.
But will the new PM, will he push forward with the Liz Truss bill on the protocol?
Look, you'd have to ask him exactly what he's going to do on that. I think during the summer he said he intended to continue with it. But I want to see a negotiated settlement. What I've heard today here in Cavan is that there is a will to find a negotiated settlement, and there is a landing zone, as people keep describing it. Let's try and find that landing zone. Let's negotiate the settlement, because that has to be better for everyone.
However, new elections in Northern Ireland seem inevitable.
Well, again, you know, this is down to the parties. And, you know, I said a lot when I was Secretary of State for Northern Ireland on this matter, because I was there during the last time we didn't have an assembly and an executive. And I saw what it did to people. You know, we've got to remember why we were elected. We were elected to deliver for our constituents. That means that we help them through this cost of living, this global crisis in cost of living. That means we help them where their inflation pressures that they're suffering. That means we help them because the war in Ukraine is affecting energy supply across the world. We can't do that unless we're doing our job. So I say to all the politicians in Northern Ireland, you have a duty to your constituents, you have a duty to the people elected you. Get back into government.
So that's what the former Northern Ireland Secretary Karen Bradley has to say. The Taoiseach has been speaking as well.
He's been speaking earlier this afternoon, and he did say that he felt that those elections in Northern Ireland were now inevitable. Now, he was speaking just before the formal announcement of Rishi Sunak's victory in that internal poll in the Conservative Party. But on Rishi Sunak and the protocol, he said he thought too much could be read into the personalities involved in negotiations. And here is Micheál Martin.
Well, the law provides for that, that there would be elections following a failure to restore the executive and the assembly, that is why it's essential for the DUP really to take their seats and to facilitate the restoration of the executive and create opportunities then for a negotiated resolution of the issues around the protocol.
And that was the Taoiseach speaking in Cavan. Fergal Keane, thank you very much.